In a recently leaked recording from the ANC-NEC meeting, it has come to light that the party intends to manipulate the public purse to fund the ANC's election campaign. This undermines democracy and also directly attacks media freedom. In the recording, the president can clearly be heard saying that TV stations have no right to be negative towards the ANC, and that the party wants more than fair treatment from media, and that there will be a team of comrades be watching the space all the time. This directive from the president to control the media and suppress negative coverage of the ANC is deeply concerning and reminiscent of past attempts to capture vital institutions like the SABC. This blatant manipulation seeks to sway public opinion and undermine the democratic process. In light of these revelations, the DA calls on SANF to condemn this egregious manipulation of the media. SANF is a champion of media freedom and democracy and should not stay silent in these circumstances. We urge SANF to uphold its constitutional objectives, particularly section 4.1.1, which emphasizes the promotion of a free, independent, and pluralistic press. It's imperative SANF takes a firm stance against any attempts by the governing party to coerce or control journalists in their reporting duties. The DA will not stand by while media freedom is under threat. We will utilize parliamentary channels to fight this manipulation and ensure that voices of journalists are protected from this abuse. SANF must act swiftly and decisively to safeguard the integrity of the media and protect journalists from undue influence and intimidation. Failure to do so would not only compromise the credibility of the press, but jeopardize the foundations of our democracy.